President Trump was back on Sunday, and he lit up CPAC like always. The 45th president of the United States was energized and on point, especially about dementia Joe Biden.
Joe Biden has had the most disastrous first month of any president in modern history. That's true. Already the Biden administration has proven that they are anti-jobs, anti-family, anti-borders, anti-energy, anti-women, and anti-science. In just one short month, we have gone from America first to America last.
He was strong and coherent, a far cry from the current, to use Ayanna Pressley's term, occupant of the Oval Office.
I think he's getting on a plane. He told me he came in to see me last event. And representatives Shirley Jackson Lee, Al Green, Sylvia Garcia, Lizzie Pinelli, Pinnell, and what am I doing here? I'm going to lose track here. And
yikes. Mr. Nielsen, take it away.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Aside from the dollar an increase per gallon in gasoline, the floodgates of illegals, and the end of energy independence, the deterioration of Joe Biden in front of our eyes is truly concerning. I'm sure that Iran, China, Venezuela, North Korea, and Russia haven't noticed at all. But hey, at least we don't have those mean tweets from Orange Man Bad. Listen to the Howie Carr Show today at 3:00.